Hey everybody, welcome back. It's time to do this all over again. It's Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com with your weekly shot, your dating and love double espresso of the week. You like that? I like that analogy, especially since I haven't had my coffee yet today. We're working on it. I start out with yerba mate and kind of make the day go my way. Today we're going to talk about what do men like in bed? 7 secret tips. I recently received an email from a student of mine, and she says, Carlos, I've been dating this guy for a few weeks. We're on official date number 3 this weekend. Since I'm expecting that we're probably going to sleep together, what I want to know is what he expects from me. I don't want to disappoint him. Thanks. Tina from Sarasota, Florida. Well, Tina, if you're looking for a super wild sex tip that will rock his world, hang on. There's something you got to know first. If you're on date number 3, that does not mean you need to sleep with him. A lot of women and men think that there's this unwritten contract out there that if you do make it to date number 3, you have to give it up. And that seems to me more like a negotiated settlement than a natural way to handle a relationship. You know, back when I was actively dating, I made a pretty big point to let the woman know that I don't adhere to timelines or expectations. In fact, she might just have to wait a few more dates to jump in the sack with me because I'm just not in a rush. Now, most of the time, this only made them want to seduce me even sooner. But it was such a boundary for me that I just stuck to it. And I stuck to it for a reason. And this was coming from a guy. Okay? Now, I did this because I knew it would help me. And I also wasn't in a scarcity mindset. I didn't have that much of a problem meeting women or going out on dates or even, you know, eventually having that whoopee. So it wasn't that big a deal. Now, I just happen to have some pretty good dating skills. So that, of course, played into the whole dynamic. Most guys don't, to be quite honest. Most men and women just don't have good dating skills. It's not something you're taught. It's not something that's, you don't get a class in that in high school. And of course, you probably think, well, of course, Carlos, you don't. You shouldn't have that in school. But really? Think about all the life lessons that you wish you would have gotten from your parents early on. Hey, I know I wish I could have had my dad show me how to balance a checkbook or, just do some of the basic things like change a tire or all this stuff I had to learn on my own. And eventually I did, of course, but it would have been nice to have that mentoring there. And that's what I intend to do for my kids. One woman I dated for about 6 months told me after the magical date that we had that she had actually worn her black knee-high boots because she wanted to seal the deal. Look, if it takes 5 dates to get comfortable, then you need to hold to your own limit. If it's for real, he will have no trouble waiting. Let me say that again. Again, another super important Carlos tip for you. If it's for real, he will have no trouble waiting for it, okay? Look, if a guy is so easily swayed by the scent of eau de bedroom from some other woman, then your relationship would probably have not lasted anyways. So sure, go ahead and try to make yourself think that your hoo-hoo is magical, but I'll tell you right now, it ain't. And neither is hers, or hers, or hers, or hers. Yes, eventually sex will have to happen, but it's what you bring to the relationship in your attitude and your heart that makes him stay. Okay, so let's jump in now and finally reveal the 7 secret tips to what men like in bed. Secret tip number 1, he likes it when you laugh. Look, everyone's so weird on that first sleepover night that I'm amazed that anybody makes it to the next date sometimes. You have to have some fun with your sexy time. Giggling is a great way to let a guy know that you're enjoying yourself, which is basically our biggest fear in bed, that we're not making you happy. Show him a smile and have some fun, and you'll both breathe a huge sigh of relief. And you'll have a lot more fun in the sack. Secret tip number 2, he likes it when you're enthusiastic. Now, I've had a few partners in the past that were so quiet and unemotional in the sack that I thought I was doing something wrong. Sorry, but she just laid there will never be followed by she was great in bed. The more excited and enthusiastic you are with us during the horizontal bop, the more we feel virile and manly. If you want a great example of what men like to see in attitude, look no further than adult movies and videos. That's right, girls, porn. You're gonna see a lot of stuff that tells you exactly what appeals to male psychology. And it's not literal, not always literal, okay? So the acts themselves don't always correspond. It's what's being communicated in the emotions and the overall environment. You'll see that the women in these movies and video clips these days, I don't think we have time to watch a whole movie. Remember the days when there was actually a whole movie dedicated to that? You'll see that the women are not afraid in these movies, these video clips, to let the guy know how much they want him. I mean, really want him, like there's a strong desire being communicated. And that is every man's secret fantasy, just like yours, to be desired by you completely in that moment. Secret tip number 3, he likes it when you're vocal but soft-spoken. Okay, this one is sure to raise some hackles. Let me begin by saying that I do not mean that you should be a quiet, submissive woman or a doormat. What I'm saying is that he has this desire for a woman who understands how to be assertive and demure while being polite. This is one of those things I notice in couples these days, a kind of disrespect that feels like both partners just binge-watched Married with Children or some other show that glorifies the angry relationship. So when it comes to the bedroom, he wants you to speak up and tell him what you want. Tell him what you don't want. Be gentle with your corrections when he's, quote-unquote, doing it all wrong, which is something that a lot of guys do hear from time to time. Just do it in a gentle way that doesn't feel like impatience, scolding, or downright insensitivity. All right? Be compassionate, because he won't tell you this, but if a man gets that kind of treatment in bed, he will immediately uncommit from your relationship. Secret tip number 4, he likes it in bed when you're not begrudging. Let's face it, some guys really like oral pleasure. Wait a minute, I forget the sum. Guys like oral pleasure. I mean, just all of us. Every bit as much as you do when it's done right. But, you know, if it's not your gig, sure, that's fine. But don't pretend it's something that you really enjoy and then do this whole big deal about, look what I did for you, that you eventually throw in his face later on. No pun intended. So be generous in bed and never transactional. It's not a place to give to get, as those girls on Sex and the City would say. Oh, and let me just kind of remind you, no teeth down there? No, never, never, never do that. Anyway, I just want you to know that it's a big deal. Secret tip number 5, he likes it when you touch him all over. Guys are very responsive to touch. The slightest brush of your hand on our skin and suddenly, well, our pants don't fit quite right anymore. We're incredibly erotic about touch. So use that to your advantage. Don't just touch the obvious sexy parts. Let your hand wander around his body before you get, you know, there. Some other places you can focus, the thighs. A light squeezy massage on his legs is awesome. His stomach. Go ahead, play with a tiny little fuzz around his belly button. That's very erotic. His chest, finger comb his chest hair, or if he's not that kind of hairy guy, just use your fingertips to draw patterns on his skin. One thing you want to avoid is touching the same place too long, too many times, because this actually becomes irritating on our skin really quick. And it's actually a common complaint among guys that a woman has only one place to touch and she just keeps rubbing and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing that area. And it does, it becomes irritating. You feel like you're petting or stroking, but that area of the skin eventually becomes very sensitive. Let your fingers do the talking. Don't be in such a hurry to get down and dirty with him, right? He still likes a little playful arousal and foreplay, no matter what you might think. Secret tip number 6, he likes it when you're just there with him. Some after chat is fine, but the best is when you're just smiling, happy, and present with us after the deed is done. Weirding out at this point, such as crying, getting moody and distant, or any other weirdness is, well, it's just weird. If there are expectations, or should I say, sexpectations, that were not met, you gotta find a way to nicely bring them up. Don't let it ride. Don't hope that they're just gonna get better. One of the bad dynamics in a relationship is when a woman expects a guy to just know something about her because it's so darn obvious. You should just know this. If you're the kind of man that I'm going to want to marry and be with, you're just going to know this. Well, he might not. And would you want to throw away a perfectly good, i.e. trainable guy just because of that? No. And of course, he won't because he's not a mind reader. And then she still feels that he should and behaves as if there's this unspoken agreement that was broken between them. This is the ultimate in passive-aggressive behavior, and guys won't tolerate it. It will actually bring out his passive-aggressive. Be open and transparent with guys. Unspoken assumptions are what usually scare us off the fastest. After you're done with your whoopee, just chill out and be. He'll love it. Secret tip number 7, he likes it when you know what his style is. Every guy has a particular style of lovemaking and relationship making that suits him best. It's his code, if you will. It's kind of imprinted, really, in his thought patterns and his genetics. Now, if you know what his personality is, you'll have an immediate advantage at locking this guy down, especially if you know without having to ask or interview him. Sexual styles are related closely to personality styles and types. And I'm sure you've taken a few of these tests from time to time to figure out your personality type, or maybe you're really into horoscopes. Whatever the case may be, I've got something that's even better than a horoscope, even better than knowing his birth sign, even better than knowing his personality type. They're called connection styles, and they're the baseline shortcut into any man's mind and heart. Once you learn what a man's connection style is, you'll know exactly how to unlock him for love. You'll also know how to talk to him and really connect to his heart. There's just a few primary styles. There's 5 of them. The bull, the dog, the turtle, the cat, and the lamb. Now, do you know which type your man is? Well, if you don't, you're missing out on the easiest way to create that rock-solid connection with him. If you want to find out how each one of those connection styles works, go on over, watch my free presentation on this at datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code. This is a great way for you to finally break through and connect with him the way you've always wanted to. It really is the ultimate way to make this man yours. And it's going to help you so much. Even if you don't have a guy in your life right now, you're going to know exactly how to read him on that first date to save yourself a whole ton of problems down the road. It really is the best way to get your dating and your relationships under your control. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. And as always, this is your humble narrator and trusty dating advice guru, Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. I'll be talking again soon. Live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.